For most of us, the act of taking a photo in public is one that we take for granted. But for people in Britain, it is a right that is currently under challenge. Under Section 44 of Britain's anti-terror laws, police can search anyone taking photographs in what is described as an authorised area. Unsurprisingly, these laws have been controversial. Grant Smith, organiser for protest group, "I'm a photographer, not a terrorist."
It's about the proper application of those laws. Now, Section 44 enables a police officer to stop and search if the police officer believes that terrorist activities are suspected.
The aim of the laws has been to stop people engage in so-called hostile reconnaissance.
This is what the police is basing their stop and search on, that anybody taking photographs could be involved in what's termed hostile reconnaissance, which is perhaps preparing the ground or doing research for a future terrorist outrage. And they have targeted specifically photographers who they are suggesting are involved in this.
Section 44 was recently challenged in the European Court of Human Rights, with the court ruling that the laws were illegal.
There was a recent ruling from the European Court of Human Rights which said that the use of Section 44 is a violation of human rights. The Home Office is appealing that decision, but nonetheless, that's what the European Court ruled. And while they're appealing it, then that law still stays in force.
In the meantime, a grassroots movement called "I'm a Photographer, Not a Terrorist" has sought to apply public pressure through a series of protests that were aimed at highlighting the impact of the laws. Grant Smith.
Yeah, we had a mass photo gathering in Trafalgar Square on Saturday, 23rd of January, and we had over 2,500 people attending that, and we had some MPs, members of Parliament, and members of the European Parliament as well as many notable photographers, and also people who are not professionals, but are just amateur photographers. We even had a couple of illustrators there, because painters have been stopped and questioned about their activities.
But it isn't only Britain that should be concerned about the use of such laws by authorities. Associate Professor of Scientific Photography, Gail Spring, from RMIT University.
There are areas here in Melbourne that I've heard reported back from photographers, as well as students attempting to do photography in those areas, that they're quite draconian about not having photographs taken of certain buildings.
While governments fret over the danger of hostile reconnaissance, overzealous laws regarding anti-terror and prevention of photography restrict the ability of ordinary people to enjoy their photos.
I'm sure hostile reconnaissance does exist, but you're not going to stop that. There are going to be ways that people are going to take images, either overtly or covertly. You're not going to stop it. Now, I think it just infringes a little bit too much on the average photographer. Obviously, the vast majority of people who are law-abiding, who simply are taking photographs for a variety of reasons, from our students taking pictures for assignments to tourists to people who just simply want to capture a memory.
Well, there are no signs that Australia plans to implement terror laws as restrictive as Section 44. Experts both here and abroad are recommending vigilance. Grant Smith.
Australia takes terrorism, well, like any Western, any nation has to take terrorism seriously, but the danger is that it is misused, and that's where you have, it gives people a reason to live in fear, and there isn't a reason to live in fear, but the authorities who introduce measures like this make us believe we're living in fear, and I don't think that should be the case, and I don't think that's the way we want to live, certainly not in a place like Australia. Or Britain, for that matter.
I do believe that in this country that there would be an uproar from a lot of professional photographers who would object strenuously to that. And although I don't necessarily give politicians all the credibility of rational thought, but I would hope that it would come to pass that they would think twice about that.